This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's time for Ben and Gabe on Joy 94.9.
Good evening. We are going to be here with you all for the next 55 seconds.
Minutes. Let's make it 55 minutes.
Yeah, we're going to be out of here in a minute's time. We've got another show coming up right after this.
Big thank you to Judy for bringing us the news. It's so lovely to hear her voice on the airwaves before we're on.
Love hearing Judy do the news. I'd say she's my favourite news gal.
Yes, well, I
or
would also if I was
Joy in general. We're just talking over each other because we'll spend the whole 55 minutes talking about Judy. Sorry, Gabe.
No, 55 seconds talking about Judy. Anyway, also big thank you to Dee and Warren for driving us home.
We're going to drive you further into
insanity. We have got so much to talk about on the show, but if there's something you want to talk about, why not send us a text? We'll take some requests.
Shed your skin. Get a little bit raw with us.
0427569949.
Get those talking about sex. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
What is this sex you talk about? Anyway, we're very excited to be here. We've got lots of things to talk about. First of all, we're going to talk about fish murderers. Murdering.
Oh, what's fishmongering? I don't want to go off topic.
Scaremongering? I don't think fishmongering.
Fishmongering.
I don't know, but I've never tried it myself.
We have to start off the show. Well, we normally started off with apologies, but we're starting off with condolences today.
Yep.
It's a sad day because Bill and Melinda Gates, you know, man who invented Microsoft and lady who married him, have broken up. They've divorced and they have a $100 billion estate to fight over. So I'm really sorry for them because it's going to be a tough couple months for them, I imagine.
I hear she didn't know how to hide her internet search history. And he's all over that. You know, like you can't. No, that's.
If you were dating like a, a tech mogul? You know, you'd be so scared to do anything. Like, how does that singer, who's the singer that's dating the Tesla guy? What's his name?
I don't know.
Who's the
Mr.
Tesla guy?
Yeah,
no, Mr. T. Anyway, how would you? There's that famous pop star who's Grimes, who's married to him.
Yeah.
How would you feel being in that house? Be like, zzz, all these like robots coming out of anywhere. Like, what are you up to? Oh, just making some tea. Anyway, good luck, Bill and Melinda.
Yeah. Well, I'm really sorry that they're going to have a hard time now because.
Ooh.
I mean, they've got, how much are they worth?
$100 billion, according to my estimates.
$100 billion.
Yes.
It's very hard to split that down the middle.
50 each?
I know, but, you know, it's like, who gets the Tesla? Anyway, condolences.
Bill Gates, it's Microsoft. Who gets the computer?
I'd have a Tesla for sure. Anyway, what else have we got to talk about?
I've got a story about my mum. Not the. But just mum.
Just one mum?
One of them.
Well, I wanted to bring up some more of my idiosyncrasies because Gabe's done it again.
Heaven knows you've got a whole bunch of them. And we are going to tell you who is the toughest person to buy gifts for.
Wow.
It's not Victoria Beckham, but it actually is.
Okay, so you've ruined the suspense. Could be, might not be, but totally is.
Yes.
You are listening to Ben and Gabe on Joy 94.9.
This is Doja Cat with SZA. Kiss Me More.
You're
on Joy.
You're with Ben and Gabe on Joy 94.9.
God, I love SZA. Doja Cat, that's Kiss Me More. That's a great song.
Brand spankin' new, that one. I love it.
That's
doing
me trying
well.
To kiss.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a patty sort of thing. Anyway, yeah, let's move on.
Look, Ben, I've had a big weekend.
Yes,
and
how have you been?
Been very good. Had a big weekend. Just went on a little bit of a holiday for a few days.
To Skidney.
More classic Gabe. So imagine
another classic Gabe. Now, can I just jump in for a sec? Because whenever you tell me you've got a classic Gabe story, there's probably nothing you haven't done yet.
No.
You know, and just to really give the pocketbook a bridge version, yeah. you've missed your dad's funeral. You've missed about 27 Ben and Gabe shows for miscellaneous reasons.
Yep, yep.
I want to say that you've insulted a prime minister live on television. Mm-hmm. Hasn't happened yet, but mm-hmm. I'd love for it to.
Missed my nephew's birthday last week. My sister texted me and goes, did you forget Liam's birthday? And I said to her, I replied, when was it? And she goes, yesterday. I was like, okay, well then yes.
What have you done this
well,
time?
Well, I missed the flight to Sydney, of course.
Missed the flight to Sydney?
Yes.
How do you miss a flight? You get there ahead of time. Mm. Flights are impossible to miss because everyone knows you've always got to be there at least well before the flight.
Very
what
early.
Happened?
I misjudged time by about an hour and a half, actually. So I thought I had plenty of time to go from work to Nat's house to the airport. But apparently I'd had time to not do any of that and I should have left on Thursday instead of Friday. But missed the flight. Thankfully, my partner is just so easygoing and chilled. And in the past, I may have been in a lot of trouble for these kinds of shenanigans. But Nat's like, whatever, it's just a flight.
Was she all right with it?
She's fine with it.
Is she usually all right with this gabism?
Yes. She thinks that it is adorable how I was. It's not adorable. It's really irritating.
But I'm aware of the fact it's 6:14 p.m. Mm-hmm. on a Tuesday night. But can I just be frank and ask, is your girlfriend on drugs?
No, she's not. She's absolutely not on the drugs. Just really chilled and easygoing.
I had a little bit of a thought because I reckon you're a bit of a, well, I've seen you walk on the street and you're a bit of a badass, but you're very good at this sort of, you know, I stuff things up for a professional living.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I would like you to play a little bit of music because I was thinking of this song specifically of you walking through the airport.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I know I'm running late. I've got the right excuse for this. I'm invincible.
Just got my ciggy.
Yeah, here she comes. I'll flirt my way out of this with the Jetstar stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully it's a big old lesbian.
Yep. Just having a ciggy like at customs. I didn't do that, but I got to the desk 4 minutes before the flight was leaving.
Yeah.
And flying with a budget airline company, I didn't think that we would get the flights back. But the guy, I'm sure it was because we were gay, because he seemed a bit gay. And I'm pretty sure.
What's your a little bit gay radar meter? You know what I mean?
We're not stereotyping. He was nicely dressed, well manicured, a little bit camp. I mean, I'm not going to judge him because I don't know him.
Well manicured and a little bit camp.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. But Kevin from Jetstar. No,
God,
that's
I
not
must
his
look
name.
Like Millis Everidge compared to Kevin. But anyway, yeah, go.
He just said we can get on a flight the next day and only charge us $75 each
each
ticket. Yeah. But then the funniest thing about it
was
after us being idiots and missing the flight, he said, well, we'll just check you in now and we'll book you in your ticket. And that way tomorrow when you when you walk in or... when you come in tomorrow, just do what you do. You'll have your morning coffee.
Yeah.
He goes, do you think that you are responsible enough and ready and prepared to be on the exit aisle?
Oh, my God. I've never been asked such a personal question in my life.
Why would you give somebody who has just missed their flight an exit row seat? I mean, I'm not gonna be able to get that thing off the door and on time. But
isn't an exit row seat a good thing?
It's a good
thing. I know it's a lot of pressure if on some chance it turns into, you know.
It's a great thing.
I just wouldn't
give it to me. I mean, I've clearly just missed a flight and I'm not good at life.
A lot of responsibility.
And anyway, he gave it to us.
Right.
And then when the lady was reading the, like, because they do the exit row kind of evacuation procedure specifically for you. And I was on my phone and Nat's like... like elbowing me in the arm, like she's talking to us. Really funny story as well. We're watching the girl that's telling us about how to, you know, take the door off and whatnot.
Yeah.
And we're just both going to her, she's really hot. She's really hot. Like she's like a 10. She's 10. But she's wearing a mask and she had to take the mask off to show us how to put the gas mask thing, not gas mask, oxygen mask. And she took it off and Nat and I are like, ah! put it back on. She went from a 10 to a 6.
Can I just say quickly, we've got to get into a song, but it is this thing, you know, when they do the safety thing and respectfully you're watching them, but you're not. Mm. But good God, if the plane actually went down, you wish you had have watched.
No, no. Yes, you would. You would wish.
Quick stereotype as well, but I'm gay and you're gay and we can get away with it. Mm-hmm. God, I love seeing a queen do the thing on the plane. Mm-hmm, love
it. Mm-hmm. Well, this, what I'm going to play right now, is Nikki French with I Surrender.
I want to hear more about your trip after this.
Let's do it.
All right.
You're listening to Ben and Gabe on Joy.
So much life I've left to live, and this fire's burning still. When I watch you look at me, I think I could find the will.
You're on Joy with Ben and Gabe. We're surrendered to you.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to surrender me talking about my holiday.
I want to know so much
more. I know.
More.
I could bang on about it for another week or so, but I want to hear what you've been up to because, I mean, look, sure, I've been jetting overseas interstate and doing all fancy things, but, you know, what have you been up to?
And you're a bloody trooper, can I just say, because you got into this studio at 5 o'clock straight after the flight.
Flight landed.
And considering how things go for you, I really wasn't sure if you'd make it, so I'm just happy to have you here. You could be a hologram. You could be a paid actor. Imagine if you...
Yeah.
You do look... Your skin's looking quite clear.
Well, I've been on holidays, okay, fresh air and a bit of salt water does that. Anyway, I'm going to go to the toilet soon and we're going to swap over with my body double.
Anyway, it's now about me, but it's not actually about me today. It's actually about my mum.
Oh, yes.
My lovely mum.
What's your mum's been up to?
Well, just my one mum. Mm-hmm. I was on the phone to her the other day and they had a tradie over.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, they're now homeowners, can I just say?
Ooh, congratulations.
So if you're listening right now, mums, congratulations. But they had a tradesman over who was fixing stuff and I think he was fixing their lights and he said to my mum... He said, you know what? You've got sexy fingers.
Sexy fingers.
And I
is that like a lesbian reference?
Wow. Let's not go there just yet.
Okay.
Let's not go there just yet. Fingers. I don't even know if you know she's a lesbian, but my mum then, I'm like, what are sexy fingers? So my mum explains to me what sexy fingers are. And apparently sexy fingers, I've said sexy fingers about 17 times. Apparently it's... It's the saying that everything you touch, you... But it's the F word.
Oh, okay, yes.
So everything you touch, you F-C-U-K or French Connection or something.
Okay, yes. Oh, so it's not like... It's not a compliment.
No.
It's actually...
No, because he's got the tradesmen over and they're breaking things and they don't know how to touch things. So this tradie is like, yeah, you don't know anything, bloody sexy fingers.
That's so gross.
And I wish I'd actually asked if he knew she was a lesbian because it's even worse.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, first of all, I don't want to think about my mum having sexy fingers.
No.
You know?
I thought you were going to stop that sentence halfway through.
No, I just went there, you know?
Mm. Yeah, that's hilarious. What was your mum's response to it?
62-year-old mum.
She's like, I've got a bit of arthritis.
Tradesman saying, calling her sexy fingers. Yes.
Yeah,
you know?
That's so funny.
Have you got sexy fingers?
Oh, yeah, I got sexy fingers. All right. Hey, send us a text. There's Ben and sexy fingers here. 0427569949.
I'd like to know, though, with that text line, if anyone else has sexy fingers.
Yeah.
And not in our... you know, loosey-goosey kind of language way. I just want to know, is there anything that you stuff up, you know, with your sexy fingers?
My girlfriend? No.
Tell you what.
Sorry.
I reckon I had sexy fingers on Sunday night.
Right?
Yeah.
What did you touch?
Oh, I was just, you know, fixing some things around the house, you know.
We've got an interesting text in. It says, can Dee or Warren ask the gastric doctor? If Chinese people are more prone to high pylori infection due to usage of chopsticks in their meals, please. Thank you. I mean, we'll go.
Thank you for that text. We'll pass that on for you. It's not quite in relation to sexy fingers, but we'll definitely pass that on for you.
We absolutely will. Thank you for the text. Sexy fingers. Well, okay. No, I'm going too far.
I really want to meet this tradesman, though, because naturally I feel a little bit, you know, defensive. She does. They do. They are pretty bad, like most parents, with tech and stuff.
Yeah, but they break everything they touch.
Although they had me, so those fingers are damn sexy.
You are son of sexy fingers, Ben.
I think we've said enough.
Yeah,
but if anyone wants to send us a text that's not related to gastric doctor infection due to chopsticks.
The chopstick use.
Please
Anyway,
message us.
0427569949.
You have been in Sydney. You missed your flight.
Missed my flight.
What else have you been up to?
We went fishing. We went and spent a couple of days on a caravan at a caravan park.
Yep. Fishmongering.
Mm-hmm.
We did look up. We were talking about fishmongering mm-hmm. before.
Mm-hmm.
It's the wife of a fisher, and she has to sell all the fish and do probably most of the work.
Mm-hmm.
Gutting, boning, filleting.
Yeah,
displaying. Merchandising as well.
Displaying the fish.
Were you doing?
No, we were on the Hawkesbury River and we did go fishing.
Beautiful.
My cousin lent me and Nat a fishing rod each.
Have you been fishing before?
A long time ago. And I've been a vegetarian for many years, so I'm not against. If you want to fish, it's fine. My fear was that we would catch a fish.
Yes.
And then what do you do with it?
Yeah, what do you do with it?
Well, I was saying if we catch a fish, I'm just going to throw the whole rod in. I'm not getting enough. So we fished for about 2 hours.
Yeah.
And we rephrased it to feeding the fish because we'd put a shrimp on it, throw it out, we'd reel it back in and the shrimp was gone, but there was no fish.
Mm.
But I was petrified the whole time that we're going to catch a fish.
A tire or like what's that big fish Homer gets in The Simpsons, that big catfish.
The three-headed fish, the three-eyed fish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that would have been fine, but who would have killed it? We didn't know how to kill the fish. And I suggested a plastic bag just to put around its tiny little head.
So then it turns to this like murder she wrote of like, how do we kill the fish and cover up the body and drug it and dump it. Yeah.
Well, we brought a knife. I'm so glad we didn't catch a fish because I don't know what we would have done with the knife. How do you kill a fish with a knife?
The fish would probably kill you. It'd probably like that scene in Tina What's Love where the Tina fights back, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we just kept throwing rod after rod of...
So by the end, you just had the boat and no clothes. Do you throw the clothes in as well just to...
No, I did take my pants off one time at stage and lost a lighter through the dock. But anyway, I'm just very grateful. I would like to thank the Hawkesbury River for not providing us with a fish so we didn't have to murder them.
Did you think about kissing the fish? And I'll explain why, but remember Rex Hunt gone fishing?
Mm-hmm.
Remember I used to kiss the fish?
Mm-hmm.
Kiss it.
Yeah, it's
like,
gross.
What does Rex Hunt's lips look like these days or his face? Like, is the whole thing just rotten? Like, what kind of venereal diseases do you get from fish?
Maybe that's how COVID started. There's a very good comedian.
Rex Hunt gone fishing.
Yeah, there's a very good comedian on the scene called John Doran. He does this joke about how Rex Hunt used to, like, sexually assault the fish, and because they've got no eyelids, they had to watch the whole thing.
Oh, we laugh. Hey, coming up.
Yeah.
If you didn't love fishmongering and sexy fingers and
Gabe
missing flies.
What do we got?
How do we pronounce this story, Gabe?
Chicken nugget mugger.
The chicken nugget mugger.
Coming up in just a moment. It's Ben and Gabe on Joy. This is Better by Hayden McHugh.
Sounds better to me. You're on Joy.
Chicken nugget mugger.
Summer's end by the campfire. All my friends in our empire. Yeah. Wasted time never feels wasted when I'm wasted lately.
Chicken nugget mugger.
The chicken nugget mugger.
Love it.
In the UK. That's not what he's been called, but
no.
Let me read you.
Do it.
This headline, because
do.
you don't get headlines like this anymore.
I mean, I've always said I'll do anything for a chicken nuggy, but well, this might be pushing them.
McDonald's robber who demanded chicken nuggets jailed.
Is that it?
That's it. No,
that's just the headline.
That is the headline.
Okay.
We're expecting it to be a little bit longer and more grandiose.
Well, he wasn't just stealing nuggets, was he?
So here's the main parts of the story that you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
Man walks into McDonald's, says, "Give me all your money." He was in the UK, so excuse me, sir, could I please rob you?
Yeah.
Or something along those lines.
Hello,
with a
cobber.
Gun. Hello, governor. Penny for your thoughts. I'm so sorry to everyone listening.
We're going to get kicked.
Anyway, he asks them for money, but then he wants nuggets as well.
Mm-hmm.
Not just the money. He's like, well, stuff it. I may as well go a little bit harder here.
Yeah.
Get a little bit more out of this. But no.
Mm-mm.
You're not getting past this McDonald's staff worker because guess what?
Mm-hmm.
It's breakfast menu.
Nobody eats nuggets for breakfast.
Well, maybe 7 a.m. coming home from the peel. But,
well,
you know.
Yes. Well, he wasn't coming home from the peel.
Days,
he was. on his way to invest some money in some property, I have no doubt. Mm. How funny is that? It's like, would you like anything else with the nuggets? Everything in the till. Like, I want it all.
But hilariously, he had to walk away with a sausage and egg McMuffin, and that wouldn't be too nice. I mean, the money's good, but not the sausage and egg.
No, and imagine the cash, you know, the cash in the bag with the muffin. It would smell like sausage muffin.
Gross.
The other thing is you can get 20 nuggets for like, close to $10 these days. I mean, why you need to steal them? You know, everyone's got 10 bucks in their pocket for 20 nuggets, surely.
But this man likes it. Well, obviously he likes a freebie, but this man likes a little bit of a freebie because he also robbed another place the day before called Miss Millie's.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what Miss Millie's is, obviously a fast food chain. Mm. Sold £200 with fried chicken.
Oh, so he's really into his chicken.
He
Lock
likes
up your
his chicken. He's the chicken monger.
I'd love it, though, that if this became like a habit of people stealing nuggets from Macca's and they start loading them with those like ink dye packs.
Yeah, right.
You know, so like you have a bite of a nugget and you get blue dye all over your face. That guy smells like sausage muffin. He's got... Anyway,
well, this guy's smelling like fried chicken. But anyway, how do you reckon this would have gone? Do you want to do a quick role play with me?
Sure.
Can I be the McDonald's shop worker? Because, you know, I'm a retail girl.
Yep.
You know. Hi, sir. What can I get you?
Hey, sexy fingers. Give us a lot of nuggets and all your money.
I'm so sorry, but our nuggets aren't available at this hour, but I'll open the till for you. I don't know why I'm doing it so sexily and like she wants to sleep with him. Sorry, sir, no nuggets right now.
What are you talking about, no nuggets? I got my kids in the car and they want nuggies. I mean, want your nuggies.
I can give you some sweet and sour just to make it up to you.
No, I want the...
You're kind of hot, by the way. Could I get your number?
No worries, little pretty lady, sexy fingers. Hey, what do you got over there in that little Bay Marie there?
Anyway,
what do you
got? I can give you a sausage and egg.
Oh, sausage and... Oh, I love myself. What are we doing, Ben? What are we doing with our lives? We've gone drastically wrong here with this. I'm really getting into this, though.
I really am, too.
I hope that they're not listening to Joy.
Would you like
at
some
Macca's?
Napkins with your money, sir?
Nah, I don't. I'll just use the £20 note you've given me here. Just...
All right, you can watch. Me with that later.
Okay,
I'll message you in jail.
Join the cube, sexy fingers. Give us that nuggets. Oh, no, you got no nuggets. Hey. Anyway, it would have been funny if they'll be like, you're going to a 5-minute wait for the nuggets. He's like, yeah, all right, I'll wait.
Hey,
yeah.
Speaking of bad English accents,
mm-hmm.
we're going to be talking about Victoria Beckham right after this.
Oh, I love it. You're listening to Ben and Gabe on Joy. Ben and sexy fingers.
Hey, we've just had a text from one of our favourite listeners. It's Peter in the UK. Hello, Peter.
Oh, thank you, Governor.
He said, your accents are hysterical listening to Joy from the UK.
Hysterical? I was being serious.
I was too, Gabe.
That's bollocks.
Absolutely disgusting.
This is Avicii with Levels on Joy. Ben's dancing with his little spirit fingers.
Levels.
Fancy fingers. Sexy fingers.
Sexy fingers.
Now.
I really want that song Sexy Eyes. Remember that song Sexy Eyes by Wigfield?
No, but I think we've said sexy way too many times today. Eyes. Considering I haven't had a shower for 48 hours and I've been on a plane
today.
Yeah, you
got a fish in your pocket. Someone's flapping in there.
Didn't want to kill it. That's all.
Anyway, hey, Victoria Beckham.
Yes.
Hardest person in the world to buy a gift for.
Wouldn't she
apparently.
Be, though?
Well,
but
yeah,
she
I
would.
Guess so. She's the richest, most stylish woman in the world. Not stylish or not the richest. But anyway, you get my gist.
I'd get your gist.
Yes.
What would you buy her if you had to?
Well, Justin Bieber has a Crocs range. Of all the things to design, he's got a Crocs range. He thought it would be a nice idea to send Victoria Beckham his own personalised Crocs. I am saying Crocs if you...
Crocs.
Not
personalized
misinterpreting
croc.
It. You know,
and it's
I'm
a
saying
pair.
Crocs. Yeah.
It's not a pair. So he sent her a gift. It was a croc of. No, wait. It was Crocs.
They do look like a croc of shite. If you go online and look up these Crocs, they're terrible.
They've
got like little cartoon characters, like, what is it? Little bunnies,
Yeah.
Looks like an ice cream, a donut, a cloud.
Yeah.
You know?
Why though? Was it her birthday, or he's just trying to get her to wear?
I think it was just
fashion,
sort of like a kind of industry thing, and mm-hmm. he thought it might be a cool moment. And so she put it on her story though.
Yeah.
And so she said, I'm not going to do the voice, but she said, hey guys, should I wear these?
Yeah.
And the resounding result was no.
No.
But what did she say when that result came out?
She would rather die.
She would rather die than wear Crocs. Now, is that taking things just a little bit too far?
Well, yes, but I think she would die. I mean, there'd be like cement shoes for her. Do you know, if she fell in a river wearing those Crocs, she's tiny. She'd look like a T-Rex wearing those Crocs, like a clown.
Yes.
Because they'll be too big.
Maybe let us know. What would you rather die than wear?
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you one thing, every Christmas.
Yeah.
I don't think my mums are listening today because I haven't got a text from them, so I'm just going to go for
it. She's using her sexy fingers to do something else.
I do sort of dread her 5-pack of Bonds every year, you know?
Yeah.
Going a bit far to say I'd rather die than wear them.
Yeah.
But, so you know.
She buys you a 5-pack for Christmas?
Yeah,
five
so
pack
sweet.
Of
so beautiful. So kind. But
yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah.
I was going to say, you just pass on your 5-pack of Bonds to me.
Sexy fingers over here. Yeah. Well, would you rather die than wear?
Well, then wear a dress.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You ever worn a dress before?
I have. I wear them when I go to weddings sometimes. Oh. But not very often.
You always borrow my clothes.
Yeah.
You still want to buy
those pants
those
off
pants,
you that you bought
the
in the States
pants.
And you never wear.
Yeah.
I will buy them off you. Hmm. I'll swap for a pair of Crocs. Those fancy pants.
So would you wear Justin Bieber's Crocs? Is the ultimate question you
I mean,
would?
If I was there at his house and I was wearing high heels and it was an uncomfortable walk of shame in the morning, then yeah, I'd wear his Crocs.
I don't think I'd wear his Crocs, but I wouldn't mind his Crocs.
Who else did you send Crocs to?
I don't know. Kylie Minogue.
Yeah, just more little people.
John Howard, maybe.
John Howard.
He'd wear Crocs. No, he'd be a Birkenstock girl, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would.
You know?
Hey, Ben,
Fetch my slippers.
And that's pretty embarrassing for him, though.
What?
That she posted online. He's trying to, like, sell his Crocs, and she's like, would rather die. It's kind of insane.
But I think that's part of her shtick. You know, she has to say, I'd rather die than wear those, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, we've had a text.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, we've had a text in from Peter.
Fair enough.
He said, I'd rather die than hear your English accents again. No, he said, I'd rather die than wear a onesie outfit.
Yeah, look, fair enough.
That's,
you know, they were functional once, but no more. Not that the fluffy material.
You nailed that. That's, yeah, good. Or what are those oodles?
I was with someone maybe a couple weeks back and I, you know, stayed the night and I was wearing their, what do you call it, an oodie?
Something
oodie,
like that.
An oodie. Noodie.
It's a blanket with a hole in it.
Basically, and your head goes in
it. Yeah.
I felt weird wearing it. It was sort of like this bear dress. Fluffy kind of bear dress with my legs hanging out. I don't know. I just wasn't, I didn't feel comfortable.
No, it's no good. Onesies are the early 2000s kind of oodle.
Anyway, we are going to say goodbye. As always, it's an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much to everyone for tuning in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can find our podcast on the Joy website.
Yep.
You can hear us on Apple Music. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else we need to say?
I'm looking for a lift home. So if anyone can come pick me up from Burke Street, I'll be out the front wearing Crocs and a hoodie. I'll be flagging you down with my sexy fingers.
You'll likely be getting pulled away by cops.
Do you reckon?
You know?
There is a cop station across the road.
Down with global warming!
You've been listening to Ben and Gabe on Joy.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.